Hey, darling. I know it's been difficult for you lately. I know we haven't had much time for each other. Hell, we haven't had much time to ourselves even lately. But, baby, that's why I need you to do this, okay? For you. For me. For us, I need you to take some you time. God knows you've earned it. And I'm gonna help you with that right now. I wanna try something a little different today, and I'm sure you won't mind. Actually, I'm sure you're gonna love it once you give in to it, once you let go of your need to be in charge and just let me take over for once. Let me be the one that makes all the decisions. Let me take you there. And I know you'll love it because we love everything we do together. The kinky and the romantic. The hard spanks and the soft hugs. The defiance. But then the obedience. You love it. The whole package. Package. So, if I'm the one in control today, that means that you're the one being good today. Isn't that right? And you are gonna be such a good boy for Mama today. Yeah, you are. First, I need you to be naked for me. Do whatever you need to be comfortable, and then get ready to do exactly as you're told. Doesn't matter where you are. You can be lying in bed, sitting in a chair, on your couch, even in that nice tub we both like so much. All that matters is that you're comfortable and ready to follow my instructions. Obviously, I want your cock to be hard for me. Wait, don't touch it yet. Mama didn't give you permission, did she? No, she didn't. And look at that. You don't need to take any more time to make it hard for me, do you? That cock of yours, of mine, started getting hard the second you heard my delicious, sexy purr, didn't it? Oh? Really? The moment you sighed, posted a brand new audio for you? Yeah. That's my good boy. I want you to be ready. Ready to fuck yourself for me. To me. With my voice echoing in your ears the way it would be if I was sitting right beside you. Close your eyes. Maybe you can even imagine that. Me in my robe, sitting right beside you, guiding you, not touching with my hands, just with my voice. And you know how much I like to watch you do that, don't you? Yeah, you do. And, of course, I want you to call me maîtresse the whole time. Do you remember that word? I don't like mistress. It's so weak sounding coming from your lips. But, maîtresse. French just sounds so much better, don't you think? And you know that I own you, right? Boy, yes. You know that I own you, that you're mine. So you must call me maîtresse the entire time. You know what? Sure. You could call me that too, if you wanted. Or that, yeah, that would work too. Call me the name you know I want to hear. That one that you can't help but say three times, over and over, as you stroke yourself to the thought of me, trying to conjure me right next to you. You could call me that too. You've got some options. Be consistent, baby. If you're gonna play the game, play the game. So here is what I want you to do today. When I say so, not just yet, I want you to start stroking your hard cock slowly. Pick a nice, slow rhythm. Make sure you can keep it, because I want you to fuck yourself at that rhythm nonstop until the end. That very rhythm. Listen to my voice. Because this is going to be excruciatingly slow. This is going to be that speed I go when I ride you, and I want to drive both of us insane. That pace that makes us both forget how to breathe, that makes the world seem slow. Let's practice it. We're gonna start with your hand at the base of your shaft, okay? Right at the base. No cheating. Okay, darling. Here we go. And up, 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 up. Down. Towards your balls, yes, down, then up, 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 and down, 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 up, 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 and down, down. Have you got the rhythm? Don't stop. It's so slow, isn't it? Too slow. Oh, but baby, we are gonna burn together, so it's perfect. There you go. You got it. Keep stroking it for me. Just like that. Now, you are not allowed to take your hand off your cock until it is over, babe. Until I say so. And you are not allowed to come until it's over, babe. Not until I say so. And since you're being so good for me, I'll give you an out. If you think you're gonna come early, you can squeeze your cock hard and take a deep breath before starting into that slow rhythm again. But if that is not enough to stop yourself from coming, well, if that's not enough, you are gonna take your hand off your cock and you are gonna ruin your orgasm. And then you have to keep listening to me until the end without touching your cock again. Not even once. Not even when it gets hard again. When, not if. And even if you spray cum all over yourself by accident, all over the TV remote, all over your keyboard, all over your glass of tea, even then, you need to stay exactly where you are until I am finished with you. Until I say we are done. And that would be a befitting punishment for a very bad boy who pretends to be so good. But baby, you know I'm nothing if not fair. All of this torture, I promise you, if you can hold on until the very end, if you can be that good for me, then you will get the slowest, hardest, most satisfying orgasm that you have had in months. And then thank me by you are already doing so well with this. Stroke that cock for me, boy. Keep it slow and keep it steady and listen. Listen to me. Don't you wish I was here right now with you? Don't you wish it wasn't your hand stroking your hard, hard cock, but mine? I would have you tied up. At my complete mercy, you know that. And I would stroke you slowly, teasing you, torturing you with the pleasures of my hands, with my big perky breasts, with my mouth. Hell, even if my feet, if that's what you wanted today, you know I would give you everything you wanted. That I live to please you. And yes, babe, I know. I can already hear you begging me to go faster, but no. Today we're taking our time. Remember, I want to build a big orgasm and then an equally big load. Ah, you know that begging is useless with me. But carry on if you want to. Actually, if I was with you, You wouldn't even be able to beg. I would definitely have you gagged with my wet, delicious panties stuffed right in your mouth. And then you would only be able to communicate with me through those delicious moans that you would give me. Maybe through the look in your eyes. How I would love to feel you shiver, quiver under my touch as I take you on that slow road to ecstasy. Your cock would be so appreciated with me. I would look into your eyes and see the depth of pleasure that I give you. See how much you want to come for me already. But I would also see how much of a good boy you are, trying to resist the urge to explode in my mouth when you were there. Doing your utter best to please me and to satisfy me. And I would be able to see exactly how much I own you. How much you belong to me. How much you were born for this. And how much you love that. You know it. There is nobody else who makes you feel like I do. Not your wife. Not your girlfriend. Not anybody you've ever been with. Only I can make you feel this way. Only I can give you such an intense pleasure from such an intensely slow stroke. And that is why you keep coming back to me. That's why you always do as I say. And that's why you are my very, very Now keep stroking for me, good boy. This is only the beginning. How's it going for you? You already had to stop and squeeze your cock? It's okay if you did. I've given you permission to do that. Keep stroking slowly. And you may squeeze your cock to try to stop that orgasm if it's happening too soon. I know you want to come for me. I was the one that made you hard. I'm the one that's making you stroke. And I will be the one to reward you with release. Keep stroking for me. Ever so slowly. Imagine me with you, my hand locked on your cock, as I tell you all the dirty things you inspire in me, the inner slut that you unlock in me. You are such a good boy, and I want to use you so bad. Imagine me sitting on your lap right now, teasingly stroking your cock with my hand, my pretty wet pussy so close to it. My panties are still in your mouth, but I know what you want. You want me to sit on your hard, needy cock. You want my pussy to embrace your twitching, throbbing dick. You want me to take you right here, right now. You want me to fuck you the way only I can. Did I say want? Oh. But I'm generous. And my good boy doesn't have any wants. My good boy only has needs. And so, You need me to take you. You need me to fuck you, don't you? But I won't. I won't do it today. Because before you can be awarded what you need, you have to deserve it. I don't want you to get it because you've been begging for it. No matter how well you've begged, I want you to get it because you've been such a good boy for me that a reward is an order. And the first step to getting that reward is to keep slowly stroking your cock until you are allowed to come. I know it's difficult to stroke for me and not come. Even if you're allowed to stop to keep yourself from exploding, I know that's difficult, but you gotta do it, baby. It's what it means to be good. So you do what I say. And you know what? If you do what I say, the reward you get is always more than worth it, isn't it? Isn't it? Of course it is, baby. Now let's go back to your imagination. As you're still stroking your clock at the slow rhythm, I'm still with you. Still there. My hand is still stroking. But my panties aren't in your mouth anymore, remember? Something else is. Remember that little rhyme you like to use to get me wet for you when you're in charge? Yeah? Grip, rip, feast, and fuck, I believe is how it goes. Yeah, well, we're on the feast now. Can you guess what I want in your mouth now that I've taken my panties away? That's right. It's my pussy lips. Soft, tasty, wet pussy. And you're eating it with such delight and devotion. Yes. Oh, suck those lips. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, make out with her like she's my face. Yeah. Oh, drag that bottom lip. Oh, God. Suck on my clit. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, go slow. Oh, torture me back. Yeah. Oh, God. I love your fucking lips. Your tongue is so perfect. Oh. Lick my pussy, baby. Yeah. Oh, you know what to do. The better you eat my pussy, the better that I moan. And the harder that I grip your cock. But it doesn't matter if you go faster. Because I'm not going to be going faster. And you're not going to come yet. But I might. Oh, that is good. Oh. Don't you wish I was really here with you? Really just sitting on your face so you could devour my pussy like the bestest, bestest boy? Too bad that I'm not. Oh, you're left having to imagine what it would be like to be underneath me. What my juices taste like. Good it is to have your nostrils full of my warm, Scent filling your lungs, but all you have is your hand slowly stroking your dick for me while you listen to all the filthy, dirty things I tell you and follow all of my instructions. Are you still stroking? Oh, I hope so. You're such a good boy. There's no way you would have come already and ruined it, right? Maybe you're squeezing your cock really hard right now, trying your best not to climax because you know you can only come when I say so. Whether you ruined it or whether you're still waiting, don't stop. I want you to keep going for me. I want you to keep listening. I want you to be desperate for release, so needy for pleasure. And you will get that orgasm, baby, but only on my terms and my terms only. And you know why? Because I own you, and your cock, and your pleasure are mine. So I can do whatever I want with you. And what I want at this very moment is for you to keep stroking your hard, horny, twitching cock to my voice. Say, darling, you got a free hand, don't you? I want you to start using it too. I want you to take that free hand and put it down on your balls and gently massage your nutsack. I want you to build up a very nice, very big load for me. Give those heavy balls of yours some lovin' while your other hand keeps slowly going. Slowly on that rock hard twitching cock. You do wish I'd let you go faster, don't you? Especially now that we're teasing your balls too, But I won't. I told you before. Today, you're gonna go slow. And you are gonna build to an explosive orgasm for me. And you are gonna do it because you are so well behaved. Look at you. I love watching you like this. I love watching you submit to me. Watching you give yourself over. Trusting me. Trusting your pleasure with me. Oh, such a big, strong man on his knees for me. This look with you. So, what do you think I would be doing now if I was there with you? Teasing you with more than just my voice. We already know that when you're not eating my pussy, that my panties would be in your mouth. Because you love them. You love that taste. But what would I be doing to your cock other than slowly stroking it? Perhaps my other hand would be on your balls just like what you're currently doing. Or perhaps you'd been proven such a good boy that I would be using my mouth on your balls. Yeah, have you been that good? Have you? Can you imagine it? Me, the woman who owns you, slowly stroking your cock while I kiss and lick and suck on your beautiful balls. You taste so good, baby. You probably wouldn't be able to resist coming for very long like that, huh? I'd have to stop. But for a brief moment in time, when I'd be teasing both your cock and balls, my nipples dragging along your thighs, you would be in seventh heaven, wouldn't you? So we both know that I wouldn't stop at that. The longer you can last, the dirtier I would be teasing you, and I would use every part of my body to tease you and torture you until you climax in pure sexual ecstatic bliss. Right now, it's my hand on your cock. But later it would be my breasts. My soft, bountiful breasts slowly bouncing along your needy cock while you moan in delight and desperation through my panties. And then, if you could last that far, I'd give your dick a taste of my sensual mouth. Imagine my pretty lips locking around the head of your cock and then slowly going down all the way to the base. And you know I can deep throat you. And then, just as slowly as they went down, my lips would go back up. And you'll hear me slurp all of that pre-cum that's trying to exit your slit. I mean, I wouldn't stop once, though. As soon as I got to the tip, my head would be back down again at the base of your shaft. And soon, I would be slowly bobbing on your cock as I listen to you beg me to go faster. To let you come. But I'm merciless when I'm like this. So I would make you wait. I would make you struggle in your restraints, holding back, trying not to come. But then finally, if you prove to be the best of good boys, that's when you would be rewarded with my tight, wet, silky, welcoming pussy. And just as slowly as I stroked you, and just as slowly as I sucked you, I would fuck you. So slowly. And you know that when we're doing this, when I'm in charge, I get to decide where you come. And this time, I wouldn't let you come inside me. No matter how much of a good boy you were, I wouldn't today. Because I want to watch you turn into a fucking fountain of cum. I want to watch her cock tense up and eject your load all over. I would allow you to put your hand on my hips and to hold me as I rode you. And I would allow you to take my panties out of your mouth so that you could kiss me would suck on my nipples so that I could hear you beg me to let you come. Beg me to get off of you so you can blow your load all over my belly and yours. Oh, but I wouldn't get off. Just a slow, 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 slow fuck. Because I love the sound of your futile begging. Please, maîtresse, let me come. Oh, I've been such a good boy. Maîtresse, please, let me come. Oh. How much I enjoy hearing you say such ridiculous things to me. Some days I think I could get off on the sound of you begging me alone. Talking about you begging me. I hope you're begging right now. And now, I want you to beg me to let you come. And if you've lasted this long, and you've slowly stroked your cock the whole time, then you are definitely a good boy. And that is why I want you to beg. Because that's the only way good boys get their reward. So beg me. Yeah. Keep going, baby. That's right. Beg me. Yes, out loud. Louder. Again. Oh, yes. Good boy, beg me just like I told you to. All right, let's get you ready to burst. I know you're already ready, baby. I'm just playing with you. Just toying with you. I'm just drawing this out. I want you to take the hands on your balls. I want you to take the fingers. Put them in your mouth. Lick them. Suck them. I don't care if you put one or two or all five of them in your mouth. I want you to suck on them as if they were mine. As if you were worshipping my fingers. Suck on them real hard. Try not to bite them too hard when I let you explode, baby. I bet you can already feel that orgasm in your clock. Trying to get out. Trying to be free. Yeah, baby, we're almost there. Keep stroking with that other hand. I want you to feel it building with each stroke. I want you to feel yourself getting closer and closer to that point of no return for me. Moan for me, baby. Suck on your fingers for me. Stroke it for me. Yeah. Let that pleasure invade you. Let it take over your very core. Wait till I say the word. And when I say it, I want you to come for me. I want you to come for me. Now. Stop stroking and just come. Yeah. You deserve it. Oh. Do you need to stroke a little more? You can, but not any faster. You are going to milk every single drop of cum out of those balls for me. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Fuck, you're gorgeous. I love watching you cum. Oh, fuck, look at you. Christ. Oh, my nipples are so hard. When you're done milking yourself, then let go of your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. You look so good when you come for me. Fuck. I love it when you come for me. I feel so high right now. I know I'm the one in control, but you're the one that gave me all of this time, all of this obedience. And you wouldn't do that for just anyone. You only do that for me. Yeah. And I guess I get to watch you here. As you're catching your breath, come just everywhere. Oh, you look so spent. And content. All of this good behavior makes me feel so special. So how did it feel? How did it feel, baby? Good, right? No. Actually, don't answer. It's okay. You're so tired, I can tell. Stay there. Stay right there and enjoy that beautiful sensation you get after such a big orgasm. Oh, yes. Before you go, do you remember what I told you? You were going to do after you came? Yes. You're right. You're going to thank me. Like a good boy. Like a very, very good boy. You're gonna thank me by name. Yeah, that one. I like that one. Go ahead. Thank you, baby. Yeah, thank me too. So polite. That's why I love this. I love switching. As much as you can dom the shit out of me on most days, this power dynamic, this change, letting me be in charge. I love it because you're so goddamn good at it. Because I love watching you lay there spent. Yeah. I had a good time too. Kind of makes me jealous though. I wish I was the one tied up and getting ordered around. Maybe tomorrow. If I'm good. Yeah, baby. You're welcome.